Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the official NJPW English podcast. My name is Walker Stewart, and we're switching things up a little bit today. I am coming to you live and local from Jackson, Mississippi, of all places. I am doing my rounds on the wonderful American independent scene wherever I can. And, you know, scheduling, timing, all these things that we have to worry about in the sport of pro wrestling and really just in life generally, right? And it is Chris Charlton, who is not going to be able to make it with me on this evening. And so for today, I wanted to give some quick sound bites. I wanted to give some quick thoughts heading into what is going to be quite honest, a really stacked event for New Beginning in Osaka coming up on February 11th. And to give this solo here today, I wanted to walk through what's happened since night one, the very beginning on the road to New Beginning, which, if you could imagine it, started about 3 weeks ago in January 19th back in Korakuen Hall. And we've seen Korakuen event after Korakuen event come and go so far from January heading into the early part of February. And, well, it leads us into what we get here in Edion Arena, Osaka for New Beginning in Osaka 2026. And so I, for one, am very excited for it. And I just want to start right at the very beginning, right at the very top of where we had the entire series, and get straight into the Young Lion Cup. I mean, this Young Lion Cup was, it's something that I've personally been calling for a while on the English broadcast for New Japan Pro Wrestling. I've had multiple conversations with people all throughout, including our Young Lions themselves, the ones that speak good enough English to have that conversation with. I'm talking Tatsuya Matsumoto. I'm talking Daiki Nagai, Zane Jay, obviously. And, you know, it's interesting to talk about kind of the ripple effect that the Young Lion Cup has had and is going to continue to have throughout 2026, particularly in the way that one of the first round matches ended, and that's with Zane Jay disqualifying himself and, well, seemingly putting himself in the care of United Empire, no longer claiming a status as Young Lion, rather the resident United Empire Young Boy. And we've seen many of those individuals come and go throughout the system. And, you know, you look to Callum Newman, who came in underneath Will Ospreay as kind of the UE Young Boy back around the time I started in New Japan Pro Wrestling, 2023, about September or so. And then you look to, of course, Jacob Austin Young coming in under somewhat of the tutelage of TJP, you know, coming in as the Young Lion for United Empire there. And now, so to see Zane Jay take up that mantle and really try and put himself under the tutelage of a guy like Callum Newman, and a guy like Callum Newman that we're going to talk about a lot heading into New Beginning in Osaka with the way that things have gone between Callum Newman and David Finley. We're going to see those two go head-to-head in a special singles match coming up in Osaka. So, I mean, there's a lot to it, but really, you know, the highlights of the Young Lion Cup, not only, you know, some great semifinal matches, a great final between Shomakato and Katsuya Morishima, but also this Zane Jay Daiki Nagai first-round matchup that might have put Daiki Nagai through into the second round, but also took Zane Jay out of the tournament entirely and, well, put Zane Jay in the loving arms of Callum Newman. And, well, there's not been a lot of love that has been shared in United Empire recently. So, of course, that being the way that it's been, we took us right into the semifinal for Young Lion Cup 2026 with Kato putting down Masatori Yasuda, Katsuya Morishima putting down Daiki Nagai on night two in Korakuen Hall, all the way to the final. And I got to tell you, we talk all the time about how impressive Katsuya Morishima and Shomakato have become. Kato especially impressing me more than anyone from where he started as a Young Lion. And really, you know, there's always a ceiling of potential for our debuting Young Lions. But Shomakato really was one where a lot of people kind of side-eyed and said, well, how long are you going to be around for, right? How are you going to be able to make it in this business? And Shomakato, at the end of the day, proven exactly why he belongs in New Japan Pro Wrestling, even if it was a final loss to Katsuya Morishima in the evening. And Katsuya Morishima, I mean, absolutely far and away blowing every other Young Lion out of the water, my pick from the very beginning of the tournament. And if you watch the G1 Climax 35 undercard throughout last year's G1, if you've seen any of the Road 2 action on World Tag League, I mean, you're completely going to understand what I'm talking about when I say that Katsuya Morishima has almost been long slated to be the next up. And so now for it to be official, not just with the Young Lion Cup victory, but of course, the impending excursion for Katsuya Morishima. We're going to be sending Katsuya Morishima on his way. The sky is the limit for that man. Katsuya Morishima and Shomakato are going to take on Togi Makabe and Toru Yano coming up very, very soon in Morishima send-off match. It's going to be our kickoff on the New Beginning in Osaka card on February 11th, and I can't wait to see it. A lot of things have happened on the road to New Beginning since I last found my way to Japan. The Never Open Weight six-man tag team championships were supposed to be defended, but rather the title changing hands. No successful defenses for Zack Sabre Jr., Ryohei Oiwa, and Hartley Jackson, as we have new Never Six-Man Tag Team Champions on the road to New Beginning. Bishamon, Taroki Goto, Yoshihashi, and of course the Secretary of War, as I've been referring to him, in the Goto Revolutionary Army. We're talking Bolt and Oleg. And, you know, this Bolshamon trio, if you will, in the Never Open Weight Six-Man Tag Team Champions. I mean, yeah, you talk about a shot of adrenaline and a boost of life that Never Six-Man Rambo back at the Tokyo Dome really gave the Never Six-Man Tag Team titles. I mean, when you had that many teams vying for the same championship, you can't help but feel like it's one of the most important titles in the world. And that's definitely something that a lot of people have not felt too often recently about the Never Six-Man Tag Team titles, considering, well, the people that were challenging them, the people that were challenging for them, quite frankly, being a majority House of Torture throughout 2024 and 2025. So a huge shot of adrenaline in the six-man tag team division in New Japan Pro Wrestling in 2026, showing in a major, major way. And, well, things are far from done when it comes to Bishamon and Bolt and Oleg against TMDK. We're going to be getting that rematch coming up very, very soon on the big stage in the bright lights, Edion Arena, New Beginning in Osaka. Oleg, Yoshihashi, and Hirooki Goto taking on Big Jag, Ryohei Oiwa, and Zack Sabre Jr. So we're going to see if TMDK can become two-time Never Six-Man Tag Team Champions. I believe the first time that TMDK had held that gold was coming out of the Tokyo Dome. Could not pick up the IWGP Tag Team Championship back at New Year Dash. But the subject for the IWGP Tag Team titles has certainly shifted dramatically since the beginning of the Road to New Beginning in 2026. You look to the men of Shota Umino and Yuya Uemura, a phenomenal, phenomenal tag team matchup between Umino and Uemura against Taichi and Tomohiro Ishii. I mean, this is a match, folks, that if you have not watched yourself, if you have not checked out on the archives of NJPW World, you're going to want to tune in with English coverage. It was an absolutely phenomenal night of wrestling, and that was just one of those matches that stood out above the rest. And what was already a great two openers in the Young Lion Cup, a really fun Never Six-Man Tag Team Championship matchup, so on and so forth. So now, Shota Umino and Yuya Uemura, they've challenged before for the IWGP Tag Team Championship. They're going to get the opportunity one more time, and that's going to come here in the New Beginning in Osaka, February 11th, live on NJPW World. And it's going to come against the Knockout Brothers. It's going to come against the men who, well, Oscar and Yuta Weiss, quite frankly, managed to put down Shota Umino and Yuya Uemura in their very first championship defense. It was Umino and Uemura who suffered the first title challenge loss in over a calendar year since the Knockout Brothers had held the IWGP gold. So a very, very interesting affair that we're going to have coming up on the New Beginning in Osaka card. I can't wait to see who's going to walk away with the IWGP gold. You know, there's been kind of this rift and a shift, if you will, in the New Japan Pro Wrestling event schedule, where we've seen night one of an event or of a series hosting the heavyweights and night two hosting the top of the junior heavyweight division. And it's really interesting that that's continued here in 2026, as night two on the road to New Beginnings saw the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Championship and the Junior Heavyweight Singles Championship defended. House of Torture, of course, represented in both of those matches, as the junior heavyweight division has continued to have this shadow of darkness, this overcast over the top of it. And it's really been with Doki completely at the helm of the junior heavyweight division. We all started with title action back on the evening. Ichiban Sweet Boys, Kosei Fujita, and Robbie Eagles putting down House of Torture, a 17-minute affair. Show and Yoshinobu Kanemaru were not able to pull out enough to put down Robbie Eagles and Kosei Fujita. A lot going on in the realm with Robbie Eagles right now, at least outside of New Japan Pro Wrestling, has been laying out challenges to AEW World Champion Maxwell Jacob Friedman for when MJF make their way over for Grand Slam in Australia coming up in, I believe, the next month or so. So, you know, I, for one, would love to see Robbie Eagles challenge for the AEW World Championship when they make their way over to Robbie's home country. But I digress. Junior heavyweight tag team champion Kosei Fujita and Robbie Eagles, they're going to be looking ahead to the New Beginning in Osaka event. Well, really more so in support of TMDK, as the junior tag team titles at this point in time not represented on the cards. So will we see Robbie Eagles and Kosei Fujita cornering up the front man, Zack Sabre Jr. and co. for the Never Sixers? We're going to find out. But junior heavyweight tag team titles, right where they belong, are on the shoulder and waist of Kosei Fujita and Robbie Eagles. It was back at the Tokyo Dome where El Desperado would win a four-way matchup for the IWGP junior heavyweight title number one contendership. And a very interesting situation that saw Doki come down to ringside and declare the match being under Doki's rules, and in all sorts of shenanigans that took place on the night. But it was the assist of Kukai and the assist of really, well, every other tag team partner of the men involved in that four-way that would keep House of Torture out of the business, so to speak. And now, well, El Desperado, your number one contender, challenging Doki back on January 20th. Doki walking away with yet a victory again. House of Torture prevailing, if not in the junior tag team title space. Certainly tightened up the nuts and bolts, so to speak, in the junior heavyweight singles championship matchup. You're really starting to wonder here, fans, who is going to be able to take down Doki. And it has been a long list of names that we have tried and that we have seen and that we have hoped to be able to take down Doki, but it's yet to happen. We're starting to see those pieces kind of break, though, when it comes to at least Doki and Sho in the junior tag team title division, and now focus shifting entirely onto the junior heavyweight singles championship with Doki and El Desperado. El Desperado, you'd have to imagine, right to the back of the line, which I know is not exactly where he wants to be. You'd have to think that El Desperado wants to carry the IWGP junior heavyweight championship into the United States, into Las Vegas Fight Week, if you will, coming up for the Death Pain Invitational in Las Vegas. So is that going to be the case? I don't happen to think so at the rate that Doki's moving right now. The question being, of course, who's going to be next to challenge Doki for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship? And there are a lot of names that we could look to as potentially challenging, and there are some names that we know for a fact will not be challenging. And this was what brings us to a really... It's a hard conversation to have, and for many of us in the New Japan Pro Wrestling roster, a debilitating conversation to have, but also one with a little bit of hope and light at the end of the tunnel, and that being the announcement of the exit of Hiromu Takahashi. And Hiromu Takahashi, I mean, a staple junior heavyweight, multiple-time best of the super junior winner, IWGP junior heavyweight champion, World Tag League winner. You can run down the resume as long as your forearm, but Hiromu Takahashi has been the absolute ace of the junior heavyweight division. I mean, certainly since before I made my way here a few years ago, and Hiromu being one of those main names, so to speak, to come out of the Noge Dojo, a man who at one point in time, a lot of people saw very little hope for as a young lion, and that's until one El Ingobernable Tetsuya Naito would take Hiromu under his wing, and ever since then, well, Hiromu has been banging and booming in business. So that this news, this sudden shock to the system, if you will, for the junior heavyweight division, coming that Hiromu Takahashi is taking his leave from New Japan Pro Wrestling, the same age at 36 years old that saw Shinsuke Nakamura exit from New Japan Pro Wrestling to WWE, the same age at 36 years old that saw Kazuchika Okada exit from New Japan Pro Wrestling to AEW full-time. There is certainly a lot of parallels that you can draw, and there are a lot of questions that are to be raised. Where will Hiromu Takahashi go? What will Hiromu Takahashi do? Hiromu has talked in post-match comments for some time now about the eventual goal of winning the IWGP Heavyweight Championship as a junior heavyweight. And obviously that's not something that can easily be done when you're not within the confines of New Japan Pro Wrestling. But Hiromu Takahashi saying to the press, saying to the media that there is a bigger goal that has come up. There is a more pressing goal, one that maybe I cannot wait to capitalize on until a later date. It's something that he feels he needs to go accomplish now. And from the bottom of my heart and all of us here in New Japan Pro Wrestling, I'm sure we absolutely wish Hiromu Takahashi the best in whatever it is that he chooses to do in the near future. But what that means going forward is that there is a gaping hole in the junior heavyweight division. And there are a lot of men that I know are going to want to take that spot. And there's a lot of them that we could talk about now, and one of them has been taking the ire of Hiromu Takahashi and taking that of Taiji Ishimori as well, that being Francesco Akira. Fresh off of his return from injury at New Year Dash, Francesco Akira has really emboldened and embodied the spirit that United Empire has taken on in the past calendar year or so underneath this leadership of Callum Newman. And, you know, Hiromu Takahashi and Taiji Ishimori really being the front runners for an older guard, a more stable generation of the junior heavyweight division. And Francesco Akira saying, well, I'm here to muck all that up. And so Francesco Akira and Jacob Austin Young taking on Taiji Ishimori and Hiromu Takahashi. It will be Hiromu's send-off matchup at New Beginning in Osaka. We're going to be kicking off the card saying goodbye to a dear friend in Hiromu Takahashi. But this junior heavyweight division certainly heating up. And really a lot of opportunity, a lot of stakes. And one where, I mean, you have to think whoever wins that matchup, whether it be Akira putting down Hiromu, Ishimori putting down JAY, whatever it might be on the evening, very well could be next in line to take on Doki for that junior heavyweight title. You know, off the back of talking about Hiromu Takahashi, there's certainly a lot of other things that we have to talk about in terms of exits from New Japan Pro Wrestling, both in potential and in confirmed. But before we talk about potential, speaking of the confirmed, and speaking of its relation to New Beginning in Osaka 2026, Hiromu is certainly not the only individual to be taking indefinite leave or to be leaving the organization of NJPW. And we saw back on January 6th, former tag team partner and former LIJ member in Sonata announcing that he was going to be taking indefinite leave from New Japan Pro Wrestling following New Year Dash. And so, of course, wishing the best of luck to Sonata. But, you know, another former LIJ member in Evil announcing that he is going to be leaving New Japan Pro Wrestling as well. And I think that off the back of last year's exit of Tetsuya Naito and Ibushi, you look to all these former members of Los Ingobernables de Japón leaving New Japan Pro Wrestling, and you have to wonder if there's something up the sleeve in that direction. But digressing from that point there, I mean, you get to the conversation about Evil, and man, I mean, I know I saw a lot of people celebrating the exit of Evil from New Japan Pro Wrestling. And there's a level of thinking, oh, maybe this weekend's House of Torture, maybe we see a lot less of House of Torture. And I certainly understand all of those sentiments and points. But truth being told, and it's not something that we talk about often, but Evil is a New Japan Pro Wrestling homegrown talent. And that's something that came to a massive head and a point whenever we saw a non-New Japan homegrown talent make it to the final of the G1 Climax and win last year against Evil, and that was Konosuke Takeshita. And, you know, a lot of moments in that matchup where we heard prominent chants for Evil, prominent pops and responses for House of Torture, so to speak, and a very difficult conversation to have in a way where you want to celebrate the exit of Evil, and you also have to recognize the loss of what is Evil from New Japan Pro Wrestling, and for what he was, the commodity the Evil was for New Japan Pro Wrestling. And so I have no doubt that Evil is going to get up to some shenanigans in other parts of the world, maybe even other parts of the country. I wouldn't be shocked by that whatsoever. I mean, you don't call the man good, you call him evil, and there's a reason for that. So this being what it is, though, Evil leaving New Japan Pro Wrestling, Hiromu Takahashi leaving New Japan Pro Wrestling, but all these things are going to have massive impacts on New Japan going forward in 2026. And whether it's the loss of a beloved figure in Hiromu, you know, out of the newly formed Unbound Company, by the way, led underneath the heavyweight and global heavyweight champion Yota Tsuji, or whether it is maybe knocking House of Torture down a peg in the exit of Evil, Ren Narita has not exactly made many strong comments about Evil's exit from New Japan Pro Wrestling and his exit from House of Torture. And you have to wonder how those connections, if those connections will stay strong wherever it is that Evil lands in the world of pro wrestling, or if he even lands anywhere at all in the world of professional wrestling. And so, you know, we head into the New Beginning in Osaka card. We head into February 11th. I'll be live in English with Chris Charlton on that night. And it's going to be a hell of a time. Edion Arena Osaka is an arena that holds an absolutely special place in my heart. It was my first big event debut, if you will. It was back at Power Struggle in 2023. Osaka is where I made my Japanese wrestling debut. It's going to be one of those places that I always personally hold tight to the chest. But the New Beginning in Osaka events specifically have just been absolutely crushing it over the past few years. I look to matches like Bryan Danielson versus Zack Sabre Jr., one of my favorites that I've been a part of in my entire career, or, you know, even directly following that in the main event, that dog pound steel cage match from New Beginning in Osaka that, you know, you can almost feel the bad blood spill into 2 years down the line here at New Beginning in 2026. And so we're going to talk all about it. We're going to talk about the shift in United Empire. We're going to talk about this newly formed Unbound company, what it all means going forward. And we're going to start right at the bottom of the card. Toru Yano and Togi Makabe saying goodbye to Katsuya Morishima and to a lesser extent, Shoma Kato, in what is officially Katsuya Morishima's send-off matchup. So Morishima will be saying goodbye on the kickoff and facing off against two seniors in New Japan Pro Wrestling, and Makabe and Yano is a hell of a way to do that. I think to the last send-off that at least I've been around for, that I've gotten to be a part of, that was back in 2024 at New Year Dash. Excuse me. Yeah, 2024's New Year Dash saw a goodbye for a young Oscar Loibe and Yuto Nakashima. And now, well, years down the line, they're IWGP Tag Team Champions, and we're going to be saying goodbye to another set of young lions in the month of February. So Katsuya Morishima going to be saying goodbye today, and Shoma Kato going to be saying goodbye coming up as a part of the Fantascomania series. They're going to bring all the luchadors over from Mexico, and they're going to put Shoma Kato in the suitcase, and they're going to pack him all the way back to Arena Mexico, where he's going to get to learn underneath the absolute best in men like Virus and Ultimo Guerrero and the like. So I'm really excited for Shoma Kato. I've had some great conversation with that man for some time about how badly he's wanted to go to Mexico. And of course, he's talked about it at length in post-match comments. And sky is the limit for both of those men. We're going to be kicking off New Beginning in Osaka, saying goodbye to one of them before we say goodbye to the other later on down the line. We talked a little bit about the special tag team send-off for Hiromu Takahashi as well. Taiji Ishimori and Hiromu taking on Jacob Austin Young and Francesco Akira. And it really did start back at New Year Dash, where Francesco Akira really got on the wrong side of Taiji Ishimori. And shockingly, it was Hiromu Takahashi that decided to make the save. And is it a situation, fans, where Hiromu Takahashi says, well, I know that I'm going to be leaving. I know that I'm going to be stepping away from New Japan Pro Wrestling, and I need to protect those of my generation. I need to protect those of, you know, a similar class, a similar league, a league that maybe Akira or Jacob Austin Young have not exactly found themselves in yet. I mean, there's all these questions that you can possibly posture, but Hiromu and Ishimori being a hell of a makeshift tag team, and well, certainly a battle that we've seen time and time again in singles competition between those two men, now turned into a tag team matchup. It's going to be a hell of a way to not only say goodbye to Hiromu Takahashi, but potentially set a new standard going forward in the junior heavyweight division off the back of the junior heavyweight aces exit from NJPW. And so Hiromu and Ishimori are going to be taking on JAY and Francesco Akira. And it's not just that we're going to be seeing in tag team action, but a lot more to come as well. The War Dragons, Drill Maloney and Shingo Takagi, taking on United Empire's Great Okan and Hanare. And this is just yet again another extension of this Unbound company versus United Empire rivalry that we've continued to see. And it was announced on the Road to New Beginning, a non-televised event that saw Drill Maloney injuring his arm, I believe the same arm that he had a bicep tear in not too long ago at the New Beginning in Osaka 2024 event. I saw that dog pound steel cage matchup. So not a lot of luck for Drill Maloney when it comes to the injury bug in the New Beginning series over the past few years. But not slowing down Maloney, not whatsoever. Maloney and Takagi seem to be dead set on wanting to be IWGP Tag Team Champions. But as we talked about earlier on, Shota Umino and Yuya Uemura, Taichi and Tomohiro Ishii, not to even mention the Knockout Brothers themselves. I really think that it's going to be a bit of a wait, a bit of a long line, but certainly wouldn't shock me to see the winner of this matchup be one of those teams to try and step up to the plate next in the tag team division. It is the Never Six-Man Tag Team Openweight Championship rematch that we're going to be getting. Bolton Oleg, Yoshihashi, and Hiroki Goto taking on Hartley Jackson, Ryohei Oiwa, and Zack Sabre Jr., the Goto Revolutionary Army, versus TMDK. And it is yet again further extension of really what has been nearly a year now. I mean, it'll be a year to the day in the conversation for Hirooki Goto and Zack Sabre Jr. A year ago to the day on February 11th, 2025, one of the greatest nights of my entire career, certainly one for Hirooki Goto as well, where after 20 plus years of the chase, Hirooki Goto would crown himself IWGP heavyweight champion for the first time in his career. And, you know, a really, really special moment for Goto that really came off the back of Zack Sabre Jr. and saw a bit of a downswing in momentum for TMDK overall whenever Goto saw that victory. So I think that there's a lot of plays, a lot of ties to that match that we're going to talk about from last year, heading now into what, again, I said earlier on in the broadcast, a real shot of adrenaline into the never openweight six-man tag team championship division. So Bolton Oleg Yoshihashi and Hirooki Goto versus TMDK, that's going to be a money matchup to watch. Well, if we're talking about money matches, though, there has to be attention turned the direction of one Andrade El Idolo, who will be taking on Gabe Kidd one-on-one, and these two men have confirmed it. The winner of this matchup to challenge Yota Tsuji. Gabe Kidd throwing out this challenge off the back of this seemingly newfound unit. I guess at the time, it wasn't even a unit announced. It was announced later on in the night. Gabe Kidd, of course, a part of Unbound Company, Andrade El Idolo, the new financial investor, the backer, the money man behind United Empire, wants to see his empires thrive. And whether that's in the wrestling world, in the world of finance, well, Andrade El Idolo looks to get his due back. And so there's no better way to claim a championship, or rather, there's no better way to claim money in the sport of pro wrestling. And, you know, I know this myself, than winning a championship, something that I will never do in my career. But even still, Andrade El Idolo has done many of them. Current world champion over in the Crash in Mexico, has been champion in WWE, has been champion here in New Japan Pro Wrestling before, former IWGP Intercontinental Champion as La Sombra. So, you know, this spiritual successor to the IWGP Intercontinental Championship in the global heavyweight title, a really, really special matchup that we're going to see come up. And I'm not sure who we're going to see face off against Yota Tsuji for that global heavyweight title, but Andrade El Idolo, Gabe Kidd, that's going to be a money match either way to look forward to, not just New Beginning in Osaka, but New Beginning USA as well. Our final special singles match of the night sees David Finley take on Callum Newman, and it is Callum Newman who, as the words of David Finley have put it, has reminded Finley who the hell he is. David Finley saying, "I am a killer, I am a savage, I am every single definition and thesaurus that you can pull out of the book. I am the man to beat," is David Finley. And Callum Newman on the other end of that equation, reminding me a lot of David Finley circa 3 years ago. Circa the beginning of the War Dogs in War Dog Country, mind you, which is Osaka, Japan. Callum Newman really, not exactly faring well in that War Dog steel cage match we talked about whenever it was United Empire and the War Dogs in New Beginning in Osaka 2024, right? And that's really because Callum Newman wasn't even supposed to be a part of the match. Newman tried to assist as Gato tried to assist on the outside, and Newman got handcuffed and bludgeoned and beaten, and those are scars and those are bruises that Callum Newman still has, mind you, that he looks at in the mirror every single day after a workout and goes, "Well, gosh darn, I have really been put through the ringer by David Finley and company, and I really need to be the one who manages to pull this one out." And so, you know, this frustration, this anger for Callum Newman has really come to a head, really come to a forefront, and, a real little shift in the dynamic as well with David Finley no longer the leader of a unit, no longer the leader of the War Dogs, no longer the leader of the Bullet Club dying underneath David Finley. Finley saying that that's something that he was never going to allow to happen, that he was never going to be ousted from his own organization, that he was never going to be stabbed in the back the way that every other Bullet Club leader was. And truth be told, he wasn't. He was never stabbed in the back. He was never pushed out of his own unit. But this agreement to combine forces with the unaffiliated, to combine forces and make this Unbound company with Yota Tsuji and company, it's a really interesting conversation to have. And does that affect the man that we see before us as David Finley? I mean, yes, he's been reminded who he is, but who he's identified himself as for the longest time has been the leader of the Bullet Club and the leader of the War Dogs. So it's going to be a really interesting conversation to have on our way to New Beginning in Osaka. David Finley and Callum Newman in special singles action. A lot of people claiming beginner's luck for Aaron Wolf whenever he defeated Evil for the Never Open Weight Championship in the Tokyo Dome. And well, a lot of those people being House of Torture Stan accounts and Ren Narita himself. So, you know, a really interesting conversation to have here with Aaron Wolf and Ren Narita, especially coming off the back of Evil's exit from New Japan Pro Wrestling. Is there a level of Ren Narita walking in stronger or walking in weaker under the House of Torture, knowing that Evil is going to be nowhere to be seen exiting NJPW in the month of January? I mean, there's a lot of conversation to it, no doubt about it. And Ren Narita, I mean, if there has ever been a need to win, if there has ever been a need for stability in House of Torture, as much as House of Torture have been knocked back and knocked down a peg, knocked back and knocked down again, I mean, losing your leadership is not going to be an easy feat whatsoever to try and come back from. And is that going to be something where Aaron Wolf is able to capitalize on the back of that? Or is Ren Narita going to walk in stronger than Wolf could have even comprehended on the road to New Beginning? These are the questions that we're going to have to answer on the night. But the Never Open Weight Championship will be on the line. We talk about it all the time. And it's one thing to win a championship in pro wrestling, but it is a very, very different animal to defend a championship in professional wrestling. Different pressures, different ways of going about things, and no doubt about it, Aaron Wolf is going to have his moxie tested against Ren Narita in Osaka. Semi-main event conversation coming your way now as we talk about the ever-growing heavyweight tag team scene in New Japan Pro Wrestling. It's starting to feel like 94 All Japan out here with the way that we're talking about the heavyweight tags, and I, for one, am loving it. There's a thrill in my life now that this heavyweight tag team division is coming to the head that it is. It's Oscar and Yuta Weiss taking on Yuya Uemura and Shota Umino. The IWGP tag team titles on the line. And you know, if the battle that we saw in Ryogoku Sumo Hall back in, what, October was any indication, the battle that we saw in World Tag League was any indication, we're going to get a phenomenal affair out of this one. But really, I think it is put up or shut up, do or die, for Yuya Uemura and Shota Umino. And there has been a lot of death coming out of the mouth of Oscar and Yuta Weiss as of recent. But just as much on the death side as there has been, Oscar, you know, threatening the lives of Yuya and Shota respectively. I mean, Yuta Weiss has really breathed some life in a much needed way back at New Year Dash. I mean, I was ready to tear my shirt off and run through a wall after the comments that were made by Yuta Weiss. You know, these positive and encouraging words, not just about the sport of professional wrestling, but after losing an icon like the Ace of the Universe, Hiroshi Tanahashi, and after saying goodbye to someone who has been integral to the spirit of New Japan Pro Wrestling since his debut in 1999 to his first heavyweight title win in the mid-2000s. I mean, there is never been more of a need for that level of positivity that Yuta Weiss was willing to give back in New Year Dash. And I think for that reason, we're going to see a lot, and I mean a lot of support in the favor of Oscar and Ice, especially knowing Osaka natively War Dog country. And even if the War Dogs no longer in existence, Oscar and Ice still donning the black and white, still donning those Bullet Club War Dog colors. So it's going to be an interesting time coming up for sure. Do or die when it comes to Yuya Uemura and Shota Umino on that night, though. Of course, the final thing to talk about here tonight, our main event of the evening, which we'll see Yota Tsuji and Jake Lee battle it out for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. And this was a match that was, well, a lot of people anticipated that we'd potentially see after New Year Dash and after, well, especially the heinous attack from Jake Lee on Yota Tsuji following Tsuji's championship victory in the Tokyo Dome, beating Kenosuke Takeshita, crowning himself a double champion, and Yota Tsuji, Jake Lee, not just putting his hands on the former World Heavyweight title belt, but rather his hands on the new old V4 heavyweight championship that was reintroduced back on the road to New Beginning as well. And so, you know, a very, very intriguing matchup coming into tonight as Jake Lee in a very strange role and certainly a personality shift that we've seen, almost like a court-like jester that is really... God, we talk about the word unorthodox a lot when it comes to pro wrestlers often enough, right? And, you know, as it stands, Jake Lee is becoming one of the most unorthodox men on the New Japan Pro Wrestling roster. It's hard to predict what he's going to do, predict what he's going to say. And I think that if there's any way Jake Lee walks away with the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, it has to be through that unpredictability. And if it does not come through that, it's going to have to just come based off of pure technique and skill and veteran advantage that he could have over Yota Tsuji, truth be told. So, I mean, we're talking about a former All Japan Triple Crown champion. We're talking about a former Pro Wrestling Noah GHC Heavyweight Champion looking to hit the big three when it comes to championships in Japanese professional wrestling as IWGP Heavyweight Champion on the night. Whoever walks away with that win between Gabe Kidd and Andrade El Idolo certainly going to be maybe playing a factor. It wouldn't shock me to see Andrade pull up a nice fancy chair at ringside to watch Yota Tsuji take on Jake Lee live and in living color. So we're going to have to find out what happens on the night, though. We've run through the card top to bottom, bottom to top. Truth be told, there's only one place you got to be on February 11th, 2026. If you're not going to be able to make it February 11th, well, you got to tune in live with English coverage on NJPW World. We're going to certainly have a lot more verbose of a breakdown coming up very, very soon on New Japan Pro Wrestling Broadcasting for that event, February 11th. I can't wait to be back in Japan. I can't wait to see these matches with my own eyes, and it's going to be a hell of a time. So, wrestling fans, thank you for joining me here tonight with this quick rundown live from Jackson, Mississippi on New Japan Pro Wrestling action. I've been Walker Stewart. We'll see you live with English coverage, February 11th, 2026, new beginning in Osaka, and don't forget to tune in on NJPW World.